Hey, it's been about a week now, and people are still talking about this goddamn monkey getting assassinated. I'm sorry, gorilla getting fucking shot up. Look, man, personally, I love animals. I don't want to see any animal get hurt. But if it's a choice between animal and person, look, man, you got to bust a cap in that monkey's ass. That's simple as it is, all right? Everybody, please shut the fuck up about the ape wasn't going to hurt him. You don't know. I love how the internet just, everybody's a goddamn fucking gorilla expert now. Everybody knows how monkeys think. Shut the fuck up. Look, man. It sucks, all right? But question, everybody's saying they should have used a tranquilizer gun or they shouldn't have shot it. Everybody that's saying that, can I ask you something? If it was your kid in there, would you still be, you know, would you feel the same way? I'm guessing you probably wouldn't, all right? Because I'm one of the people, I'm the same way. I saw a little bit of the video. I didn't watch the whole thing. I did see the monkey fucking drag that kid in the water. That was hilarious. But I didn't see it get shot. I don't want to see that, all right? Because I like animals. But God damn it, if that was like my sister in there or like one of my kids. Look, if it was my cat, I would have shot that goddamn monkey myself, all right? Oh, give me that fucking gun. I played Call of Duty. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I would have shot that fucking monkey my fucking self, all right? Get the fuck out of here. And you know what it is, too? People, you're kind of hypocrites, too, all right? Because, you know, monkeys, they're these beautiful, majestic animals. If that kid would have went in there and there was a hyena, you motherfuckers would have been like, I'll just shoot it. You and I gave a shit. Why? Because hyenas are fucking ugly. I've mentioned this before, all right? I've talked about this before. People's prejudice towards ugly animals, all right? Hyenas are probably my favorite animal in the animal kingdom. And a majority of people just don't give a shit about hyenas because they're ugly, disgusting-looking animals. So you don't give a shit. If hyenas were going extinct, you wouldn't give a flying fuck. Fucking Donkey Kong over there gets fucking shot, and you people are, you're losing your goddamn minds. Panda. Oh, God, don't judge me. I love that song. What a great segue, right? From gorillas to pandas. I love that fucking panda song. And normally, I know most people that, like, really know me, that would not be a song I like. You know, I usually like my rap or my hip-hop or any music in general. I like to understand what the fuck the guy is saying. I don't like to hear mumbling. But I don't know. I guess it's just the beat, right? Just the beat and the hook. The hook is fucking catchy. Even though he's just saying the word panda. Panda. Panda, panda, panda. You see, like, I can't say it once. I gotta do the whole fucking thing. I was listening to it. I realized I don't like the song as a whole. But there's three things I love about it. One is the fucking, again, I just talked about it, the chorus. You know, the whole panda. Panda. I have to do it. Panda, 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 panda. It's fucking stupid. I love that shit. What else? The second thing I like is there's this guy in the background throughout the whole song, and all he does is he just makes this one sound. He just goes, that's it. Somebody got paid for that. Do you realize that? Somebody got paid just to sit in a fucking booth and just go, so fucking stupid. I'm gonna think about that. That guy's, you know, he's got a couple of what? How much you got for that? What, 50,000 maybe? You know? I'm gonna think about that when I go to work tomorrow. When I'm throwing boxes on a fucking pallet, I'm gonna just be thinking, just somebody got fucking paid to do that. All right. What was I talking about? I had a three, right? Oh, and then the third thing. Oh, God, this is real fucking stupid. I know in the song, like, I don't know anything this guy's saying besides the word panda, and I know he says getting macho like Randy. He's like, dinner, but dinner, but dinner. I'm getting the macho like Randy. I'm getting the macho like Randy. And of course, that's reference to, you know, one of my favorite professional wrestlers, Macho Man Randy Savage. And if you mention or reference any professional wrestler, then, you know, I'm going to give you some points for that, you know. Because I'm a fucking geek, I guess. Another rapper did that. What's his name? Cam'ron. Okay, Cam'ron, that's one of my favorite rappers, Cam'ron. And I remember in this one song, he goes, I'm Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage. I'm Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, Bob Backlund, Paul Akin, ha ha. Who they think they call Jack? Who they think they carjack. And I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, oh, shit. He said fucking Bob Backlund's name in a rap song. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Me, I don't believe this. You are going to turn down a pussy like this. Staring you smack in your face. No man can turn down this pussy.
Will you stop?
I don't know any man that can refuse this pussy.
Stop saying pussy. People are eating in here.
Pussy. Pussy, pussy, pussy. Pussy. Puss, puss, pussy.
Trying to find our cat. Where is that cat?
Pussy, pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy.
I spent my entire Memorial Day weekend with my cat, just watching over him. I didn't know the cats could get this sick. I had no fucking clue. I don't know what this guy had. If it was just a cold or... He looked like he had fucking cancer. This guy had a... he had a fever of 104. This dude lost weight. He lost like 3 pounds. And some of you are like, well, 3 pounds isn't that bad. Listen, it's a fucking cat. He weighs 10 pounds. He was down to 7. And you could tell. Like, he looked like a little fucking zombie. You see his fucking ribs. He was dehydrated. He was all fucked up. I didn't know cats got this sick. Had to spend the whole goddamn weekend with him. It was fucking... I was an I'm not exaggerating. I was an emotional wreck. Oh, man. Poor fucking guy. He's doing much better, by the way. He's got his appetite back. You know, he's eating way more. I actually think he's going to be even more fat than what he was. Yeah, man, it was fucking stressed the fuck out. Never mind the, you know, how much, you know, I had to take him to the vet like twice during this whole ordeal. But I'm telling you guys this because I want to share a quick story of my trip to the vet. Something just fucking disgusting I saw. And I just got to share it with you, because I figure if I'm fucking grossed out by it, why not? Why not share it with you guys? Take him to the vet. We're in the waiting, not in the waiting room. We're in the actual doctor's office, and we're sitting there, we're waiting. Got the cat with me, and the vet, she walks in. Keep this, just remember this right here. I shake her hand. All right, just remember, I shake her hand. Just keep that in mind. Put that in your little memory bank. Shake her hand. Now, she's looking over the cat, doing all this stuff, and she gives the cat some water, you know, because she's, you know, she sees he's dehydrated, so she gives him some water. He starts drinking, and immediately, as he's drinking, he starts to pee. Now, he's never done that before, so I'm like, oh, God, I'm sorry, so I'm about to pick him up, and she's like, no, it's all right, we actually need a urine sample. So I'm like, all right, cool, well, I guess, fuck it, just keep pissing on the table, knock yourself out. So she's, you know, she's got the little needle or whatever the fuck it is, and she's getting the urine, and then she starts, she gets paper towels, and I'm telling you, there's so much goddamn piss on this table, this guy must have been holding it for, like, hours. She gets some paper towels. She starts wiping the piss up. And I'm noticing she wears no fucking gloves. No gloves. And she even makes a joke about it. She's like, oh, I'll get it. It's okay. I'm used to it. I'm just looking at her like, yeah, I bet you are. You nasty bitch. Put some goddamn gloves on. And I shook her fucking hand. This was during the afternoon. Do you know how many dog assholes she's had to look at throughout the day, and cats, and they eat fucking rabbits and all this shit. All the combination of fucking urine and feces this woman has picked up and wiped up. And I guarantee it, she didn't even wear any fucking gloves. I was so fucking grossed out by this shit. I will be mentioning this in my fucking Yelp review. They took care of my cat. Again, nothing but thumbs up. 5 stars. But I'm definitely going to make a mention of that shit. Like, the vet's there. They do a great job. They'll take care of your cat. But these nasty bitches do not wear gloves. And I was just completely fucking grossed out by it. And I just figured I wanted to share that with you. Alrighty. Thanks for listening, people. Sorry it's been so long. How long has it been? 1 month? 2? I don't know. Probably 3? Shit. I know it's been a while. But, I'll try to get back to the swing of things as usual. But, alright. Till then, take care. Be safe. I'm driving in the rain. So I probably should get off this phone. Alright. Yeah, take it easy. I'll be back. Alright. Later. Bye.
Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money, I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money, shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy, you crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby, cause the trick is a lie, and a lie is a thief, trust me, baby, you know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man, so I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road, yo, I already had the vision, yo, Ray, I had a vision, I seen you, man. At Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son, and you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? I'll travel as far as in the dimension you can see what you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.